Hello, darlings. I've got a rather interesting story for you tonight. Unfortunately for you, it does come with a few complications. Hopefully, by now, you've gathered all the little things I asked of you. But also, I want you to choose a number between 1 and 4. You don't get to swap or change your mind, so make sure you're certain before we go on. All of you little denial piggies living at home should be perfectly naked for me by now, fully exposed to whatever cruelty I happen to inflict in the story. If you're a stupid pig and you disobey, fail, or give up, you must immediately stop the audio and report to my inbox for punishment. Now, my 4 pigs were already very desperate and dripping when they came to me. So all of you boys should be jerking too. Now, the first little pig was a bad boy. He'd already come twice that day and begged me so sweetly to punish him for his misbehaviour. If you chose the number 1, you get to share his fate tonight. The second pig was a little bit of a humiliation slut with a virgin man cunt. He told me that he'd never even fucked a woman. You guessed it, twos. You get to share his. The third had stroked his pathetic clit for 2 hours already and came to me convinced he deserved an orgasm. Threes, his fate is yours. The fourth, he came to me not having come for days. He was the most needy, the most eager to prove he deserved that sad little orgasm. Of course, by now, fours, you know you'll suffer as he does. I hope everybody's happy with their choice. Not that it matters, you don't get to change your minds now. Simply put, all of these pigs would do anything I asked. Like you, actually. Each of my pigs had to listen as I jerked off my strap-on. I bet you can even hear, can't you? How big it is. What do you think? 3 times your size? Can you imagine how good it would feel if I was doing this to you? When was the last time someone wasted their time working that little dick of yours, I mean, honestly. When was the last time anyone except you milked that cock? Fuck. See, this can satisfy me, but not those pathetic little clits between your legs. Are they hard yet? Are they dripping yet? Would I even be able to tell the difference? I don't think I would. You should all stop touching those pathetic little clits. Now, pig 2 and 4 were so desperate to entertain me that they wanted to worship my superior fucking cock. So you'd better find something you can worship. Suck it. Kiss it. I want to hear it in your throat. I want to hear you struggle for me. One of the three should be sat on your hands. Don't you dare touch that fucking cock. I want you to listen. I want you to learn how to worship a superior fucking cock. I bet I couldn't even gag on yours. Would it even reach my throat? Mm-hmm. think you deserve to be treated like this. My lips around your cock. Or do you deserve the suffering that I inflict on you? I think we know the answer, don't we? You wouldn't be here if you didn't deserve to suffer for me. I love seeing how hard your fucking dick gets. How it twitches and weeps while you can't do anything about it. It makes me so fucking wet to watch you suffer. Isn't that funny? Your weeping little dicklet finally finds a way to get me off. I think I'm ready now, don't you? Now, stop sucking those cocks. Every single one of my little pigs had a new rule. No one could touch their clit without something filling that man cunt of theirs. So you're all going to stuff something up there for me. If you can only take a finger, that's fine. But if you can take better, you will. I know half of you little sluts have butt plugs and dildos in that collection. And I want them deep inside you. You need to learn what you're good for. If you were honoured with my presence, you'd be being fucked by another pig with a tiny cock until I thought you were ready to please a real man. That's why we have to train you all. Your holes. If they can't take a girthy 10 inches, then what's the fucking point? Your cock can't please me. You have to amuse me in other ways. And I'm amused by watching you get fucked by real men. I want to watch you beg and plead. You'll do anything to come. You'll let him fuck your ass to come. You'll suck his cock, and then maybe I'll let you come. How desperate do you think you'd have to be? I don't think you'd have to be that desperate. I think really you'd love the opportunity to come. Maybe you'd let a guy fuck you right now. Maybe you'd suck a real dick for me right now if I said that's what it took. You are such needy little fucking cum sluts, aren't you? Fortunately for you, you're on your own. So you'll just have to suffer the fates I mete out over this microphone. I'm gonna fuck myself while I figure out which one of you gets to come. I want you jerking those clits as hard as you can without coming. Nobody is allowed to come yet. And I'm going to count you down while I think about it. 15. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, you close yet? 9, fuck, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pig number one, come right now. But don't fucking stop jerking. No slowing down, no stopping until the next little slut gets his instructions. 10, 9, bet you're all nervous now. 8, 7, 6. How many of you am I going to let come? How many of you am I going to be cruel to? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pig number two, wherever you are right now, ruin it. All over the floor, make a mess. All over your bed sheets, Well, I think you'll have to wash them. Five. Four. Fucking close. Three. Two. One. Pig three. Lucky, lucky boy. Come over your hand and clean up every last drop with that slut tongue of yours. Fuck. Oh, that was good. Oh, yeah. Pig four. You don't get to come today. I hope that throbbing cock doesn't bother you too much. In fact, write down the current time somewhere and you don't get to come for a whole 24 hours. Have fun.